Well, week one is in the books. We told you right here last week what the formula was for beating the Washington Redskins. Well, this week on Eagles Game Plan, we've even got more up our sleeves.
On today's show, we'll take a closer look at exactly how Billy Davis brought the heat on Monday night against the Washington Redskins.
And I'm going to show you why a perfect play call and flawless execution leads to the first touchdown of the 2013 season.
Hey, you don't want to go anywhere because head coach Chip Kelly is going to join me right here to break down some of the key plays for Monday night because Eagles game plan starts right now. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I've got Mike Quick and Ike Reese. I'm Brian Baldinger here. And guys, there was so much to love about Monday night. Let's start with you, Mike. What impressed you the most?
Well, Baldy, I knew that there was going to come with high-powered offense, but I didn't know that Billy Davis's defense would play the way they played. The heart of the Washington Redskins offense is the run game, that outside zone stretch play. They shut it down. The run game was ineffective, thus leaving that offense ineffective. If you can't run the ball, you can't throw the ball.
That was leading rushing team in the league last year, Mike. Ike, what impressed you the most?
Well, speaking of running, how could you not be impressed with LeSean Shady McCoy? 20 carries in the first half, 31 carries overall in the game, almost 6 yards per carry, 1 yard off of his career high rushing total, 184 yards, 31 carries. I mean, he was so electric and magnificent in that first half. We're looking at the reincarnation of one Barry Sanders and LeSean Shady McCoy.
It was an unbelievable performance. I thought the electricity was generated through the whole team. I just love the energy level that they hit Redskins Stadium with. And then, look, Chip Kelly is here because of his offense, and we saw that offense burst. And even after the early turnover, came right back down the field. So, for me, I was just impressed by the energy level and the execution and the offense. And speaking of offense, we're going to have Chip Kelly join us right here, right now, on Eagles Game Plan, breaking down some of those plays from Monday night.
In the gun, Vic, on first down, hands the football off, and running with it is McCoy. Across the 40, across the 35, and pushed out of bounds near the Redskins' 30.
Shady McCoy on the outside zone play gets a great block from his center, Jason Kelce, with a host of other white shirts out there leading the convoy.
That was a 19-yard game.
Let's welcome in the head coach, Chip Kelly, into Eagles game plan. Coach, we could have taken 40 plays here. Let's take a look at a couple plays here. Let's just break them down, all right?
Okay.
Because what you have here in this situation is you got Jason Peters over here. You got an imbalanced offensive line here. So you did a things where you ran towards him and you ran away from him. But on this particular play, I just thought Jason Kelce getting out like here and getting on London Fletcher and finishing him. I don't know how many yards it is down the field. It's at least 10 yards down the field. He stays with the block. But you see the athletic ability of what he can do. Everybody's kind of focusing on LeSean. It's a great run. But when we watch it from the end zone, I thought it all starts right here with that seal block on Kerrigan right there.
Part of the thought process with us getting into this formation is you take what we think is the best offensive tackle in the league, and you got a mismatch now. So now we're playing him as a tight end. We're still all eligible across the board. Our tight end is actually on the backside now. But you know, we'd like this matchup, you know, and so when you're trying to get the ball outside, these guys are taught to set the edge and not let the ball get outside. But I think we created a mismatch here with putting Jason on the edge.
Well, what it does, it also frees you to get Lane out and frees you to get Jason out right here on the perimeter. It's almost a little bit like the old Packer sweep here.
I was just going to say the same thing because that's what it is. This is our sweep. We've got two athletic players and Lane Johnson, our tackle, and Jason Kelce, our center. And if we can get them out in open space, we feel like we can get some yardage on the perimeter.
And what we saw all night, though, was we saw this effort right here. Guys not just getting on their blocks, but sustaining their blocks right now. Because at any time, this play can break with all that space. This play can break anywhere right now and for unlimited yardage.
It can. And one thing we knew, you're going to make mistakes in this game, but you control how hard you play. And that's the one thing I was most proud of on Monday night. And we talk about it all the time, is playing with great effort. And I thought our guys overall played with great effort. We made mistakes, but I think the effort on offense, defense, and special teams is what it needs to be.
I don't know what the communication was here based on formation, Chip. You can kind of fill us in here a little bit. But this was a key play because the Redskins are going for a big play off this play action right now.
We have a blitz from the open side coming right now. The blitz is coming from the left.
Okay.
This is probably the hardest thing we did. The Redskins shift the formation, so we have to have 11 guys switch responsibilities and flip the blitz and go the other way, and they do it.
So they motion
flawlessly.
Davis over. Santana comes up on the line of scrimmage. So then you get this communication. This is what you've been practicing all offseason.
Mm-hmm. And we change the entire front.
So that's good communication right there.
So you see the front change when the tight end steps off. Then you see the responsibility of the blitz change. You see D'Amico saying, hey, we're going to come the other way. And here comes Kerry Williams.
Kerry Williams from the backside.
From the backside. And does a great job of running through the quarterback. There's so many times when you see an unblocked player come with a player of the talent of RG3 that just kind of makes a miss, and then all of a sudden we've lost contain. So he goes to the upfield shoulder, forces him. If he was going to miss him, he's got to step up in the pocket to Trent Cole. We've got two guys coming in clean. They both understand their responsibility. One guy's got to be on the high side of the quarterback. The other guy's got to be on the underneath side of the quarterback, and we get a huge play out of the deal.
I did a game last week, Chip, where there wasn't one single kickoff return in the entire game. But if you're going to bring it out, if you have this type of effort from Chris Paul, who's dying to get on the field and mm-hmm. catch it, but now he's doing special teams right here. This particular play, you may not see five of these where there's a tackle inside the 10-yard line all year like this.
Mm-hmm. Just a great effort out of Chris, and kind of what we've preached since we've been here. You keep hearing us say the word effort. You know how much we practice special teams. You know how important it is to us. And if you're going to make this roster, you know, I said it the first day to this team, is there's three ways to make this team. It's special teams, special teams, special teams. And Chris is a great example of that. He's an outstanding running back. We do have some depth at the running back spot. But if you can get a running back to cover a kickoff and make a tackle on the 9-yard line, then I think we got the right formula for success. But not only is Chris there, yeah. You just look at
perfect
the spacing
position
that
by
we
Boykin
are.
Here.
You know, his job is to flush a football, whether it's going to flush it right or flush it left, because he's the headhunter for us and he's directly going to the ball and just makes an outstanding play in terms of forcing the returner to go east and west. If he does miss it as he shoots his gun, all of a sudden the ball kicks out to Boykin, and Boykin's in a great spot for us.
You won the field position battle by almost 20 yards. I mean, their average field position was the 20, yours was the 39, Chip. So mm-hmm. hidden yardage within that special teams was in your favor all night long.
It was, and we talk about that all the time. It's a huge emphasis for us, and I just think there's so many ways you can flip the field in the kicking game that you have to pay attention to it, and I think that's what our guys do. But more importantly, they buy into it, and they have fun playing special teams.
Great job, Baldy. Mike, let's take a look here at the Eagles' defense. The thing that Billy Davis is doing this year that we haven't seen a lot in the last couple of years is he's applying pressure the old Jim Johnson way, not allowing the quarterbacks to get comfortable.
Well, and the nice thing is where the pressure's coming from, because it's hard for them to figure out, because you've got so many guys crowding the line of scrimmage, they're giving you so many looks pre-snap, they can't figure out where it's coming from.
In the second half, you got third and long situation. This is a new sort of defense the Eagles are bringing in. Again, another wrinkle for Billy Davis out of that 3-4 Pittsburgh Steeler background. We don't have a set 3-4 or nickel defense here. Here's what they call a sub package. Notice who's in the middle of this defense right there. That's outside linebacker Michael Kendricks. He's going to play a safety high, developing coverage in the background. You're going to get single coverage on the outside. They're giving the look of zone, but it's actually man. Confusion up front. And then watch the play by Kerry Williams on the outside here.
See, this is Coach starting to learn your personnel. When you've got a talented guy like Michael Kendricks that you can drop deep middle, and then what an outstanding job of breaking on the football and making the interception by Kerry Williams.
All right, thanks, guys. Let's take a look at a couple of the concepts of the plays that we saw for Monday night. Let's get inside them, because it's really pretty interesting how many different plays they have that they can run off of one play. So let's just take a look at the second play Monday night here. On this right now, you've got a bubble screen on the outside, which is open with a lead blocker here. You've got an outside zone play here, which is well blocked up front. And then you've got a pop pass to Brent Celek. And right now, the architect is Mike Vick in the middle. Mike Vick is reading it. He sees Brent Celek open because London Fletcher really has no idea where the ball is. Now, one of the concepts that Chip Kelly uses is if the play works, he likes to double it up. So they actually run the exact same play to the other side. Check it out. Here's the same situation right now. You've got an outside zone going here. You've got an open bubble screen right there. And then you have Zach Ertz right here, a tight end, coming down that seam. So really, there's three plays built into one. And it's really up to Mike Vick to decide where to go with the football, because all of them were available. And that's sort of the dynamics of this offense. Spreads you out sideline to sideline, attack you vertically, and then have multiple plays that can be run at the same time. Coming up on Eagles Game Plan, we're going to show you how Chip Kelly is getting creative on the offensive line in ways you haven't heard of. But first, Greg Cosell gives you a closer look at a versatile Eagles passing attack. We've got that and a whole lot more when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. The Eagles' victory on Monday night was really impressive to watch. The way they came out playing at an incredibly fast tempo, different formations, different looks. And what they really do is they create conflict for a number of defenders, the kind of conflict that's not really been widely seen before in the NFL. So if you take a look at this touchdown, notice that it starts with a staple of the Eagles, play action in the backfield. This is to the right. Look at the two inside linebackers, London Fletcher, one of the two. They immediately move toward the run action. Then you add in the bubble screen to the left. So this is how the Eagles spread the field and create voids. They go play action to the right, bubble screen to the left. Look how two defenders react to the bubble screen. Now, because those defenders react to the bubble screen, the safety to that side has to get over the top of Riley Cooper running a vertical route. So what do you have? You have the entire middle of the field wide open for Celek, who's basically running a seam route. So they spread the field, they widen the field with deception. With the play action, with the bubble screen, Celek is wide open in the middle of the field. Vic hits Celek in stride, basically a walk-in touchdown. That play, to me, is such a great example of what the Eagles do. Deception, misdirection, that's the Chip Kelly offense to perfection.
There were a lot of excited players after Monday night's game, but maybe none more than Shady McCoy, because he had holes to run through in this game that I don't think he thought were possible. But let's just take a look here at some of the plays, because here's one of the unbalanced offensive lines right here. We got Peters over here along with Lane Johnson right here. These guys are going to work off each other. You got these two big tackles moving the line of scrimmage and stretching the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I tell you, no defensive lineman wants to see both of these tackles lined up in front of them. And the great thing about Peters and Johnson, along with Jason Kelce, they are great single block guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see hat on a hat there. They get a body in the right position. They give a clear running lane for Shady McCoy to be able to declare which side he wants to run to.
And when you get lanes like this, this play can break anywhere. So the blocks on the backside are as important as the front side, and down the field are just as important. So now you see Jason Avant coming, looking down the field. You see Riley Cooper here. So these holes continue to open up as the effort down the field gets sustained.
Baldy, you know this better than anybody. Plays like this don't happen unless you have blocks at the second level. Your tight ends, your wide receivers, if they aren't committed to blocking in the run game, sustaining blocks, Shady may not have the big runs that he has. And a lot of them are due to the receivers blocking down the field.
Now here's the Redskin nickel package where they have just the two defensive tackles and you get their outside linebackers, Arakpo and Kerrigan. And really, this is Bryce Brown right here, but it's the same thing. You got the unbalanced line over here to the left side. You're working their magic again here.
Again, you tandem these guys, Johnson and Peters. Look at the size of that hole.
I mean, it's just one cut. One cut, and there's London Fletcher. I mean, he's got to defend that. I mean, that's like the Gulf of Mexico right there.
Yeah, for a 16-year vet, believe me, that's not what he really wants. But nice job by Fletcher. And, but still, you see positive yards from the running back. And the thing Bryce Brown had the opportunity there is get his shoulders square to the line and run downhill, pick up key yardage.
This portion of Eagles Game Plan was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll take a close look at the San Diego Chargers offense and how the Eagles can stop it right here on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And Mike, let's take a look at the Chargers offense. What are some of the principles we're going to see from the Chargers come Sunday afternoon?
You know, you're going to see a lot of the same West Coast things that we've seen year after year. And you'll see that in this area, you'll see them run the same routes over and over.
So, Mike, let's just take a look at the first play here. In motion, you're going to get this. You're going to get Gates coming out, and then you're going to get the shallow cross behind it. And they're really just trying to clear a zone and just open it up. So the zone is cleared by Gates, and Phillip Rivers throws it right behind it. And really, you're going to see these combinations all the time right now. You see Rivers, he's just looking at that triangle. He's waiting for the shallow cross to open up.
He's waiting for the clear. You get Gates going up the field or to the outside. You get the vertical route. Mm-hmm. It just clears a lot of space for an easy throw.
Ryan Matthews is going to flip him to the other side right now because he wants to run the wheel route to Matthews here. This is the first play of the game, Mike. They didn't waste any time in getting this wheel out here onto the outside. But that was really the same play, Mike, as the first play we saw. This time they hit the wheel rather than the shallow cross.
Right, and the key to it is attacking that quarterback and not letting him get comfortable. If Phillip Rivers gets comfortable back there, he can throw the football.
Mike, that's a really good point because Ike is standing by right now. He's going to talk about getting interior pressure on Phillip Rivers so he can't step up and make those easy throws.
Thanks, Baldy. Now let's take a look at the magnificent job defensive coordinator Billy Davis did last week against RG3, making him uncomfortable, putting pressure on him. The same thing's going to have to apply this week versus Phillip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers. Take a look at this setup here. We got Brandon Boykin, D'Amico Ryans. You're going to see when the ball is hiked, Brandon Boykin does a great job of making Alfred Morris declare to him first. D'Amico Ryans, veteran linebacker, doesn't hesitate. The moment Alfred Moore steps out to Brandon Boykin, D'Amico Ryans is green dogging, coming to RG3, sack, great play. You're going to see Monday night, San Diego Chargers, Eagles' next opponent versus the Houston Texans. Very similar play here. You're going to see pressure from the outside. Only difference is this linebacker is going to come inside, but the same principle applies. The quarterback knows he has an extra guy coming here. He knows he has to get the ball out of his hands quick. The great job that the Texans does is Brian Cushing is disguising over here. He knows the hot read has to come here. He's going to do a great job of getting over there to the hot route. Phillip Rivers never sees him. Great job by Brian Cushing laying out for the interception. A great key for the Eagles this week will be disguising their blitzes, mixing things up so that Phillip Rivers can't key in on where the pressure is coming from.
This portion of Eagles Game Plan was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles and the American Red Cross are teaming up for the 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive. For more information on how you can participate, visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Well, welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Guys, we call this three and out. Final thoughts as we get ready for the Lightning Bolts coming to town for the home opener. Mike, what do you want to see?
Well, you know, the coach talked about flipping the field. And I thought one of the keys to that game was how well the special teams played. Sav Rocker was afraid to punt the ball to DeSean Jackson, and it really set up great field position every time for the offense. So I want to see more of that, because when you give that offense a short field, you're in good position.
And they gave him a long field because of the way they covered kicks as well that night. Ike?
I'm looking for this team to sustain that killer's mentality. 53 plays in the first half, 26 points, only 25 plays in the second half, 7 points on the first drive for the Eagles offensive series in the second half off of a turnover. I want to see them put their foot on the San Diego Chargers' throat and finish the game in dominant fashion. Love the win, but we saw with the Chargers last week. Mm-hmm. They gave up a 21-point lead to the Texans. I want to see the Eagles finish them off.
So it's the home opener right here at the Link. I mean, I just want to see that energy level. I want to have that feeling that everybody in the stadium is seeing the show and the best show in the NFL. So sustaining it, Ike, the special teams, I want to see it all one more time for the home opener in front of the Eagle fans. Guys, good job on three and out right here. We're going to be back here next week breaking down more Eagles football on Eagles Game Plan. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.